Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighbourhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly. The satire, that is.
The city of Flint, Michigan is threatening 8,000 homeowners with foreclosure over unpaid water bills. The Final Edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
To be fair, it's hard to pay your water bill when you're dead.
Is the lead water gluten-free?
I'm sorry, but I can't drink lead water. It's too heavy.
The only water endorsed by Sherwin-Williams.
What's crazy is it's the only water Superman can't see through.
The thing is, everyone's just so relieved that Michael Moore left.
His new movie, Plumbing for Columbine.
Looks like a lot of the houses are underwater because they're overwatered.
So what I do is basically I water your entire living room with poison. I call it Flinterior design.
I don't know what they're complaining about. I went to Mexico. And they said you shouldn't drink the water either.
It could be worse. They could live in Detroit.
How I Should Be Depicted in the Movies by Jack Handy. Never show me looking through binoculars at a nudist colony. Show me looking at a bird, then slipping and falling into a nudist colony. How I Should Be Depicted in the Movies by Jack Handy. A good thing to have in the movie would be to show me look at a newspaper and be shocked by the date, because that's what I do every day. Coming soon to PBS, the story of America's greatest conflict as you've never heard it before. Donald Trump's Civil War. Here are just a few excerpts from this groundbreaking work.
They met here at Boca Raton, Minnesota, on a blistering hot day in December of 1492. The young nation was torn asunder by the question of whether or not you could take a dog on the subway. Newly elected President Abe Vigoda had pledged to preserve the peaches. Colonel Barry Sanders remembers.
The smoke was so thick, you could eat it with a fork. And the damn Yankees included Tommy Shaw from the band Styx. I can see Ted Nugent and even the guy from Night Ranger, but Styx? Come on!
Weary mime troops traded baseball cards for much of the morning. They say the roar of the arteries could be heard as far away as long ago. Finally, counterfeit General Robert E. Blake ordered a full frontal assault. What followed was total carne asada. After the battle, General Stonewall Inn wrote to his husband.
My dear Prudence, here in the aftermath of battle, I phoned myself lucky to be aloof. My hind leg had to be implicated, but
You know, look, this seems to be falling apart. Do you really want to go on with this?
You have no respect for the brave men in aftershave who gave their last full measure of Dove lotion. Kellyanne!
The real question isn't who burned my Lanta or surrendered to Greg Maddox. Americans don't want a clear understanding of this civil war or a lucid president. They want jobs and flying horses, and making sense isn't going to get them that. We won. Get over it.
Donald Trump's civil war. Coming soon. He'll be making it up as it happens. How I Should Be Depicted in the Movies by Jack Handy. To show passage of time, show me as a boy petting my dog, then show me as an adult petting a dog skeleton.
Mr. President, Kim Jong-un tweeted at you again. He wrote E7.
Miss, he's not even close, Pence.
Sir, are you still playing a long-distance game of battleship with the leader of North Korea?
I'm the best at diplomacy, Pence, and I still haven't been hit.
That's because you keep moving your ships. Is that your destroyer sitting in a glass of water?
It really floats, Pence.
I can see that, sir. Here's another tweet from Kim Jong-un. He wrote, I've gone through every possible square, you kimchi-faced cheater.
I'm so good at board games. Did you know that Milton Bradley and my grandfather used to be lovers?
I did not know that, sir.
Beautiful couple. Just beautiful.
Sir, sorry to cut you off, but I think we need to refocus our diplomatic efforts with North Korea. You seem to really be pissing off Kim Jong-un.
Maybe I should invite him over to the White House. I'd be honored to host that huge loser. That's hilarious. I made a funny.
He just tweeted again, sir. He wrote 38.8488 degrees north, 135.0007 degrees east.
Uh-oh.
What?
He just sunk the USS Carl Vinson.
Our $15 billion aircraft carrier?
I think we better rejigger our tax plan, Pence.
I'll go grab Monopoly.
Did you know that the Parker brothers once had a wild and rambunctious night with my grandfather?
Tell me later, sir.
You damn!
How I Should Be Depicted in the Movies by Jack Handy. Leave out the prison years.
The final edition now takes you live to the last remaining Planned Parenthood in Donald Trump's America.
Doctor, this has been the hardest decision of my life. But if I don't have this abortion, I could die.
Okay. Well, legally, there are certain things I'm required to say to you before you can go through with this procedure.
Oh, I'd heard that on the news, but I didn't know it was true.
Don't worry. I don't agree with any of this stuff, so I want to get through it just as much as you do.
Okay. Jesus, let's just get this over with.
Okay, here we go. There is a life growing inside you, and it can feel everything.
Oh my God, really?
No, not really. I just have to say this. Your baby cannot feel anything yet. Except pain. Unimaginable and excruciating pain.
Really?
No, not really. But statistically, you're more likely to die young if you've had an abortion.
What? That's statistically true?
No, that's not statistically true. But I'm required to tell you that incorrect statistic. Many doctors who love to murder innocent babies will tell you that that statistic isn't true, but it is true.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry, I have to say that part if I correctly point out that that statistic isn't true. But it is true! But it's not.
I'm confused.
I cannot legally give you an abortion if you're confused.
There's no way that's correct.
Nah, it's not correct. But if you thought it was correct, you might have given up.
Okay, well, is that everything you have to say?
No. It's been scientifically proven that God doesn't love baby killers.
That doesn't sound like science.
That's not science. I don't even believe in God. But I have to say that. Now, certain atheist doctors will tell you that God doesn't think your baby has a soul. These doctors are agents of Satan trying to mislead you.
You're an agent of Satan?
No, I don't believe in Satan, but I have to say these things.
Can't we just pretend you did?
I would lose my medical license. This whole procedure is being filmed.
What? I didn't consent to that.
It's not being filmed. I just have to tell you it is. Also, it is!
We have to be done with this nonsense now, right?
Almost. Now I just have to ask you a question. Do you still want an abortion?
Yes.
But are you sure?
Yes.
But are you sure?
Yes. Don't you believe me?
I do believe you, but I have to keep asking if you're sure until you say you're not sure.
Fine. I'm not sure.
Oh, I can't give you an abortion if you're not sure. Take some time to think about it and come back in a week.
I'll be dead in a week if we don't do this now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We'll do everything we can to save the baby.
Take it away, Porky the Chauvinist Pig.
That's all, folks.
How I Should Be Depicted in the Movies by Jack Handy. Feel free to make me strong and handsome, but if you can only have one trait, lean towards handsome, unless it gets to where I'm really, really good looking, but I can't even lift a pencil.
Steve Bannon reads Mein Kampf. Take one. Sound is speeding.
Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler, read by Steve Bannon. Author's introduction. On April 1st, 1924, I began to serve my sentence of detention in the fortress of Landsberg am Lech, followed by the verdict of the Munich People's Court of that time. Wow! Here's a perfect example of how the judiciary hinders great men.
Pardon?
The court saw the glorious resurrection of the German people as a threat to the Jewish world order, much like they see the Muslim ban as unconstitutional.
Cut!
What's wrong?
Mr. Bannon, stick with the text.
But I thought I could explain the parallels between Mein Kampf and the Führer's Kampf.
Market research shows that subtlety goes further in reaching the emerging national socialist market.
Emerging socialist market? I will not prop up the socialists.
National socialist Nazi.
Sorry. I always forget about the socialist part.
It's okay. Let's pick it up from where we left off.
Okay.
Sound is speeding. Take it where you left off.
This has also given me the opportunity of describing my own development insofar as such a description is necessary to destroy the legendary fabrications which the Jewish press have circulated about me. I read this passage to comfort Donald when he's in the bathtub. He thinks I'm reading a Walt Disney film novelization, but it's still effective in calming him.
Shit.
Donald finds what the Führer characterizes as the Jewish press, or the New York Times, CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS.
Mr. Bannon, please stick to the text.
I don't understand.
Mr. Bannon, the people who will buy this book, your fans, they don't want to know that they are Nazis. They will not buy the book if made aware of what you actually stand for.
But I just want to be me, for once. Can't I please be me? I'm sick of the lies. They're killing me. If you can't be a Nazi when you're reading Mein Kampf, when can you be a Nazi? I want to burn books.
Fuck! Murdoch is coming. Mute the booth.
All right. Now, how's this coming along?
Well, Mr. Murdoch, Mr. Bannon is having trouble keeping his opinions to himself.
Oh, Steve.
Mr. Bannon?
Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil!
Steve?
Rupert?
What's wrong?
I'm sick of hiding, Rupert. I believe in the Aryan race, and I want the world to know.
You can't do that, Steve, and you know it.
But this is your pet project. You've been dreaming of this for years.
And now we finally can because of your hard work. But Steve, you know what's more important than dreams?
Money?
That's right. Money. Now my marketing people are trying to brand this as a new vision for Mein Kampf.
But what about my vision? My truth?
Jesus! If you just read a book without your bullshit, I'll let you direct the Turner Diaries.
And what if I don't?
Well, Steve, you can't say abandon without saying Bannon.
Yes, you can.
Puns make points, Steve.
Throw in Himmler's porn stash and you got a deal.
Fine. Finish this.
Steve Bannon reads Mein Kampf. Take three.
Jetzt haben wir Schiffe und Tanke geschwommen, in langen Wochen, Tag und Nacht. Wir haben die Felsen und
Tony, we gotta come up with a promo. Our listeners don't know enough about all the great stuff the final edition does. Even when we tell them, it's all this like blah 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 dot 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 www URL crap. No one gets what that is on radio. They just tune it out.
Well, I have the perfect way to hold their attention while we give them the goods. When I was at the National Lampoon in the 70s, our most famous cover had a cute mutt with a 38 Magnum to its head and the legend, buy this magazine or we'll shoot this dog.
Yeah, I remember that, but how does that help us? It was a visual image for a magazine.
Meet Freckles.
Oh, Freckles? Oh, there, there. Good boy.
Yay!
What's the matter then?
Also, meet my 38 Magnum.
Jesus Christ, you have a gun? Don't wave that thing around here. Is that thing loaded?
Sure is. Hey, listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour on Progressive Voices on TuneIn. If you don't stay tuned to this promo while Jeff gives you all the necessary info about our fabulous website and our fabulous YouTube channel and other fabulous stuff we do, I will shoot this dog.
Jesus, man, take the gun out of that defenseless animal's ear.
Uh-uh. Give him a good, Jeff.
Oh, my God. Poor Freckles. Okay, fine. Hey, listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour, you want more of what we do, go to thefinaledition.com. Our radio airs on this network on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at 8, as well as Wednesday at midnight. We've also got an album, we've got a Twitter feed, we've got a great YouTube channel, Facebook, everything you can want at thefinaledition.com.
Now, tell them to tap all that into their iPhones or leave themselves an audio memo.
No, I won't. I told them enough, Tony. I'm calling me a SPK.
Tell them, or the dog gets it. I'm cocking the gun right now.
Okay, listeners, please, write this down. Thefinaledition.com. Thefinaledition.com. Go there for everything you want from the Final Edition, or this crazy old British coot is going to plug old Freckles.
Okay, that wasn't so hard, was it? Come here, Freckles, you dumb old chum. Hey, get down! Get down! Get away from me! Get you crazy cunt!
Good job, Freckles! Get him! Sick him! Oh, yeah, this is Jeff Kreiser for the Final Edition Radio Hour on Progressive Voices on TuneIn. 8 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Midnight on Wednesday.
No, Freckles, put that thing down! You don't have opposable thumbs! No!
How I Should Be Depicted in the Movies by Jack Handy. Show me fighting big things and miniature things, but when I fight miniature things, there should be a lot of them, so you don't feel sorry for them.
We now take you to the offices of the Final Edition's West Coast Division, where the writers are busy contemplating the important issues of the day.
So I think that if I can sell my eggs, I might make rent.
Or if you carry someone's baby to term, you can make 9 months' rent.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I like that.
What
math.
The hell?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Joe Davis. Contributor from Baltimore. He sends in sketch ideas from time to time.
Baltimore, is that an actual thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, Baltimore's a place.
Bullshit. I'm going to look it up.
Let me put him on speaker. Hey, Joe, how'd you get this number?
Well, I know the studio you work out of by following your Facebook profiles, as well as the times that you're likely to be there recording. So I just called information.
You called my personal cell.
I'd rather not say.
You're going to kill me in my sleep, aren't you?
So I got this great idea for the Final Edition. Picture this. After worldwide outcry, the president of Syria, Bashar al-Assad, agrees to step down for crimes against his people. During his press conference, he says that he will cede power only if his one demand is met. And that demand is for Taco Bell to bring back the three cheese melt.
I'm sorry, what?
The three cheese melt. It was an item available at Taco Bell in the late 90s. It had spicy whole pinto beans, a blend of three melted cheeses, and this incredible chili sauce.
What does this have to do with Syria?
Well, the show Rick and Morty did an episode that referenced a discontinued McNugget sauce from 1998. And within days after the show, McDonald's tweeted that they might bring it back due to popular demand. So I figure this way I could get the three cheese melt back.
Joe.
No, wait, Barry. Maybe we just tweak this. Sean Spicer agrees to step down as White House press secretary, but only if Ben & Jerry's brings back the Kaberry Kaboom flavor. It was a blend of strawberry and blueberry ice cream with those white fudge-covered Pop Rocks. It was awesome.
Keith.
Too predictable. Wait, what if Theresa May in Britain promises to resign if they bring back Crystal Pepsi?
Crystal Pepsi's already back. They sell it periodically on Amazon.
Really? Well, I guess I need to...
Everybody shut up. What is the matter with you? You're supposed to be writing satire, not begging corporations for old junk food. You know, I'm not going to lower myself.
2 weeks later...
Man on the street!
McDonald's used to fry their apple pies instead of baking them. The Final Edition asked the man on the street, don't you think McDonald's ought to fry their apple pies again?
Oh, Barry.
How I Should Be Depicted in the Movies by Jack Handy. Don't ever have me just standing there doing nothing. At least have me run and dive behind a log.
Hello, ladies. Are you tired of going out to only have your night ruined by guys who can't take a hint?
I actually have a boyfriend.
That's fine. I bet he's not as cool as me, though.
Worse yet, are you sick of being terrified that men might murder you if you anger them?
I'm not interested in you. Thanks, though.
Not interested in me? You're joking, right? I'm a man with a fragile ego, and I don't like being told no. Now I'm going to wait outside for you and kill you.
Oh, no. Did you know that 99% of murders are done by men? That's a statistic that I just made up. Well, fear no more. Thanks to the comprehensive Men Away guidebook, you can be prepared for any situation. Take this example from chapter 12. Make him think you're crazy.
Hi, I'm Ben. You're cute.
Well, are you going to commit to me then?
What?
I want to be taken on actual dates, and I want marriage and babies. Lots of babies.
And I'm out.
See how easy that was? The Men Away guidebook has it all.
Since I started using the Men Away guidebook, I can actually enjoy an evening out with the girls without having to worry about the creep at the bar hitting on me. I kind of miss it, though, to be honest. Does this mean I'm not hot anymore?
And this little book of miracles isn't just available to straight women. Look at the wonders it provides for everyone.
Excuse me, I'm trying to go to the restroom.
I know.
Hey, man, I have a boyfriend.
I can be discreet.
Oh, look over there. A younger, hotter version of me.
Oh, yeah?
See how easy that was? All thanks to the Men Away Guidebook.
Thanks, Men Away Guidebook.
Order now, and we'll include our chapter for really extreme situations.
Look, I don't care that you're crazy or that you have a boyfriend. I'll say whatever it takes to get you to go home with me. Does this smell like shit in here to you?
That was me.
Okay, right. I'm out.
Thank you, Men Away Guidebook.
So order today. We realize this is not helpful at all to lesbians or members of the transgender community, and for that, just wait. More products to make money on your fears are coming soon.
How I Should Be Depicted in the Movies by Jack Handy. Maybe there should be a fantasy sequence where it shows what the town would be like if I had never been born, and for some reason, everyone goes around nude.
Dr. Mayfield, on behalf of the House Committee on Science, I want to thank you for coming down here and helping this committee develop America's policy on women's health.
Well, when it comes to women's health, people need men like us who really know what we're talking about.
I agree. So let me start with a question my colleagues and I have been debating. Why should we let women get abortions after they voluntarily swallow a baby in the first place?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Swallowing a baby. I mean, that seems like a big responsibility. So if a woman swallows a baby, whether it's by accident or just a schoolyard dare, well, why should we let these irresponsible women abort their babies?
Well, under that scenario, I see your point. But, Congressman, There are many other ways women can get pregnant.
Really? How else could a baby get in the mommy's tum-tum?
Well, for example, when a man likes a lady very much, he puts his wiener in the lady's butthole. And a few minutes later, a baby comes out in the lady's poop.
Only a few minutes? I thought it took 9 months to have a baby.
Oh, it used to, but now, you know, computers. Full-term pregnancies take 6 to 9 seconds, depending on your download rate.
Well, then let me rephrase the question. These women get all the enjoyment of putting my wiener in their buttholes. Why should we let them get abortions before those innocent babies ever get a chance to see the inside of a toilet?
I can't think of any reasons at all in that scenario, but don't forget, you can also make ladies pregnant by touching your pee hole to a mirror and saying a girl's name 3 times. That's how we had our youngest daughter.
Why, what an inspiring story.
Thank you. But you know, if you have a child, you have to love that child, raise it carefully, and do a good job preparing and serving the afterbirth to the people of your village.
I agree.
And that's true whether you get pregnant by sitting on a dirty bus seat or eating grapes with a black person.
All right. Welcome to the Trump Presidential Library at Mar-a-Lago. My name is Ted Nugent, and I am your audio tour guide. Before we begin the tour, we please ask that you place your firearm in its holster and put the safety on. Thank you. Now, if you step forward and head to your right, you'll arrive at the Trump Presidential Archive. This room contains all the reading material and correspondence of President Trump. You'll notice there isn't much to see on this portion of the tour in the way of reading material or correspondence. That's because President Trump wasn't a fucking nerd who pontificates or communicates. Those words rhyme with masturbate. And President Donald J. Trump didn't masturbate! He fucked. All the time. But I digress. If you'll notice the books in the library, you'll notice they are all written by President Trump. There was also the former president's copy of Eat, Pray, Love, Chicken Soup for the Soul, and Wealth of Nations. Mr. Trump has credited these works as the basis of his spiritual life. Now, if you'll step through the archive, you'll arrive at our first gift shop. You can purchase any of the books you saw in the archive. Please note that there is a 2-purchase minimum in order to continue the tour. Those who have not made the 2-purchase minimum will be asked to leave and then tased. Please, pause your recording. Welcome back to the tour. You have now arrived at the outdoor patio of Mar-a-Lago, where Mr. Trump conducted many meetings and visits with foreign dignitaries. Barron Trump used to enjoy playing catch with the nuclear football with the Secret Service agents, as his father spoke with the likes of Theresa May, President Abe of Japan, and other dignitaries. If you'll continue walking through the patio area, you'll notice a small alcove just to the right of the pool. Please, step inside! Ah! This is the President's Love Grotto. The grotto was equipped with a hot tub shortly after the inauguration, and is dimly lit so that Mr. Trump's partners wouldn't be forced to look at it. Mr. Trump is quoted as saying, "When you sleep with Trump, you aren't sleeping with a handsome man. You are sleeping with power, class, and leadership." Over the course of his presidency, all the Kardashian sisters, Steve Bannon's wife, and several nameless ladies of the night enjoyed the president's company in this romantic setting. If you'll step through the grotto, you'll arrive at the second gift shop of the tour. Here you can purchase a commemorative cocaine vial, condoms, and an abridged copy of the Karma Sutra, especially added by President Trump to ensure that he enjoyed his sexual adventures without going to any trouble to please his partners. Please pause the tour. And remember, there is a 2-purchase minimum!
I I'm Terry.
I'm Bob.
And this is Health Attack, the show where we read the name and description of a disease you've never heard of, then take calls from people who suddenly think they have it.
Our disease today is Japanese encephalitis,
which we chose at random from a rare disease database.
It's a severe inflammation of the brain caused by a virus transmitted by mosquito bites.
And we have a list of symptoms here: high fever, headaches, weakness, nausea, vomiting, paralysis, personality changes, and coma, with possible neurological damage or death.
So if you ever had a headache or your personality changed, give us a call.
And the phones are lighting up. Hello, line one, you're on Health Attack.
Hey, I'm pretty sure I've got Japanese encephalitis, and I think I died from it.
That is so tragic. You sound so young. Thanks for your story. Line two, you're on Health Attack.
Yeah, longtime listener, first time caller. I keep calling my doctor after your show because I've had every one of those diseases, and I noticed he started to get really irritated with me.
So your doctor used to be okay, but now he's getting impatient.
Sounds like a personality change.
My doctor has Japanese encephalitis.
And so do you. Thanks for calling.
Well, the show wouldn't be complete without our anti-vaccination report. This week, we discovered an interesting fact. Smallpox did not exist before they invented a smallpox vaccine.
Wow, is that true?
The important thing isn't whether it's true or not. The important thing is that we said it.
And that's all for us. Come back next week when we manage to convince all our listeners that they have blue diaper syndrome.
House Congressman Paul Ryan has presented the American people with a new budget. It does away with Obamacare, projects that Medicare's trust fund will go bankrupt, and promises, quote, real reform, unquote, of Medicare for, quote, future generations, unquote. Our Strong Powers and Pepper Lewis caught up with the congressman in the House gym.
Congressman, what is your rationale for doing away with Obamacare?
And what is your dramatic new proposal for reforming Medicare?
Strong and Pepper, as a devout Catholic, I believe that our health comes from God. And that health has to be earned.
How do you earn health?
Clean living and good works.
And that will keep ailing Americans alive?
For 200 years, Americans of all denominations survived on reliable, sometimes miraculous, cures based on fervent prayer. If they hadn't, there'd be no United States. As good conservatives, we need to get back to that simple trust. I intend to replace Obamacare and Medicare with a faith-based system of healing called MetaPrayer.
You expect miracles to work in the 21st century?
How has the church survived 2,000 years? Why are the Southern Baptists bigger than ever?
Because they eat at Chick-fil-A?
We'll bring faith-based healing into the 21st century. Every MetaPrayer will include the exact nature of a patient's medical condition so God's attention can be focused with laser-like precision on a cure.
Can you give us an example?
Right here on Skype, meet Dr. Phil Faustus, Professor Emeritus of Faith-Based Oncology at Bob Jones University. Dr. Faustus, heal thy patient.
O Lord, shower thy faithful patient Tabitha McGee, age 64 of Tallahassee, diagnosed with inoperable stage 4 esophageal cancer, in the supremo chemo of thy mercy. Shrink to nothing the 2.4 centimeter malignant tumor in the C3 vector of her squamous tissue with the blazing light of thy divine radiation. Amen.
I'm cured. Praise Jesus. That old demon's flying right out of my windpipe.
See, according to accredited, non-indicted GOP medical consultants, MetaPrayer cure rates will kill those now claimed by wasteful Medicare providers, and at a fraction of the cost, except for Tabitha's copay.
Put the bills in the bucket, honey.
So MetaPrayer comes up with miraculous cures. What about prevention?
Holy pictures, pilgrimages to Lourdes, above all, Those lovely images of the Virgin that appear in cornflakes, rust stains, used diapers.
Jesus, you're replacing effective health care by exploiting the desperation of the poor and aged.
Hey, I prayed to an image of the Virgin just yesterday. In the second quarter receivables liabilities curve of Koch Industries, and my reflex problem cleared up like that.
Wow, really? You know, I get terrible reflux.
That's no miracle. You're an extremely wealthy young man who can afford to stay in shape.
You know why I glow with health, Pepper? Because my heart is pure. Speaking of Jesus, MetaPrayer draws its power from his awesome miracles.
Jesus didn't charge for curing the sick.
We don't know that. When Christ returns, I'm sure he'll charge competitive fees for miraculous services.
You gotta admit, Pepper, miraculous healthcare, especially with Jesus 2.0, will make great television.
Ugh, I give up. Men are morons.
My fellow Americans, we are a Christian nation. And faithful Christians don't really need that much medical care. This life is just preparation for the next. That's why God wants you to repeal Obamacare and get on the fast track to heaven now.
How I Should Be Depicted in the Movies by Jack Handy. If you show me doing my funny cowboy dance, don't show it in slow motion, because then people can figure out how it's done.
Now our finance feature, Money or Die. An unexpected merger today between Pfizer, the world's largest pharmaceutical company, and beloved fast food giant McDonald's sent shockwaves of excitement throughout Wall Street. Pfizer CEO Ian Reed.
This was a no-brainer. For years, McDonald's has been creating millions of patients for our meds, meds which keep their consumers alive so they can go back for more of those 99-cent specials. So why not work hand in hand?
Stock prices soared as the new megacorp rolled out a groundbreaking McHealth menu. Fred Golguth, McDonald's Global VP of Food Engineering, explained it to me at their flagship franchise on 42nd Street in New York City.
A great example of our groundbreaking McHealth menu is the delicious new McBLT, bacon, Lipitor, and tomato.
Nationwide surveys indicate massive approval for the merger among McDonald's customers. Our Stone Peck checked out a franchise in remote Bullwallop, West Texas.
Meet Sue Gomfucker, mayor of Bullwallop. Hey, Sue, you're a regular here, right?
Sure am. I dine at my favorite restaurant 2, 3, 4 times a day.
What's that tasty-looking meal?
This is a premium crispy chicken McLyrica classic. I've got a generalized anxiety disorder. This allows me to get all the anticonvulsant I need along with the bacon I crave.
Sue's husband, Lem, is also sampling the new McHealth menu. Lem, I understand you suffer from chronic gout?
Yep. Yep. Used to hurt so bad if I could have bent over, I'd have hacked off my toes with an axe. Not anymore. Just get me a couple of them Xyloprim red meat rib wraps. Yeah, I can dance all night.
What's that other item on your plate?
Oh, that's dessert. Southern style McApple Viagra pie with cheese.
Well, I reckon I'll have something to say about that.
Happy meals indeed. Fred Golguth, wrap this up for us.
Thanks to the largest fast food chain on Earth, people can now eat all they want and not die. Now, how great is that?
Didn't Subway just become the largest fast food chain in the world?
Well, yeah, but we still have the largest customers.
How I Should Be Depicted in the Movies by Jack Handy. I don't need to have a big fancy car, but I should at least have something fancy.
The K-9.
killer got Chrissy.
Not sweet, wholesome Chrissy. It was fine when they killed the sluts of our high school, but not Chrissy.
I've done the math. No one could get into this building. The killer is one of us.
But how will we know?
Only a sociopath could kill like this. So, we just have to figure out who, among us, is the sociopath.
How would we figure that out? It's not like sociopaths wear a sign saying, "It's me, the sociopath."
Okay, well, according to Wikipedia here on my phone, sociopaths are eerily calm even in heightened situations. So, who is calm right now?
How could any of us be calm? All of the sluts and Chrissy are dead.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
Jake, you seem pretty calm.
I'm in shock. It's normal. Look it up.
Seems like it checks out.
Okay, well, what else?
Okay, well, sociopaths are incredibly charming.
I have been wanting to have sex with Jake.
Is it because he's charming?
Yeah, so charming.
What can I say? I have a way with words.
Oh my God, you're right. He is charming.
I mean, the sluts were pretty charming too, and they're dead.
He has a point.
Okay, last one. Sociopaths don't feel empathy, so you know how yawning is contagious. The sociopath won't catch the yawn. We all have to yawn, and whoever doesn't catch it is a sociopath. Okay, I'll start it. I'll just think of something that makes me...
Oh, you're right. It is contagious.
Me too.
Jake, that was fake.
No, it wasn't. That's how I yawn.
Jake is a sociopath. Get him!
I got him! I'm gonna kill him! Stab!
Hello, kids. It's me, the killer.
Wait, I thought Jake was the killer.
Yeah, I thought it had to be one of us.
Shit. I think my math may have been off.
You're all morons. This isn't even fun anymore. I'm out.
There's a line told Stagger Lee, please don't take my life. I got two little babes and a darling loving wife. That bad man, oh cruel Stagger Lee.
Hello, I'm Stanley Sherman.
And I'm his wife, Rita Sherman.
We're the people in the car ahead of you in traffic.
The white SUV.
And we're here to encourage you to subscribe to the Final Edition podcast.
We are very interested in things.
We appreciate a show that takes time to examine the issues.
It makes us more informed voters. Whether to go to the right or go to the left or go straight or stop and consider our options.
Well, the light is green up ahead, so we better slow down. This will take all my concentration.
Be careful, Stanley.
I know.
The Final Edition Podcast. We have one.
How I Should Be Depicted in the Movies by Jack Handy. When I meet someone new in the movie, I should be shy, even if I'm a general.
All right, soldiers, we're coming up on the drop point. Everyone knows what they're supposed to do?
Yes, sir!
We'll drop down close to the enemy base and hit them with surprise attack.
Correct. Now, they aren't expecting you, so this move could hopefully give us an advantage in this war. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Woo! Kill!
This is Captain speaking. We are coming up on the drop point shortly, but in the meantime, just sit back and enjoy your flight while First Officer Hansen and I guide this vessel.
Sir, what was that?
Don't mind him. He was a former commercial airline pilot, and he just started flying for the Army. Now let's get pumped up!
Hi again. This is your captain. Just wanted to let you know that if you look out of the left side of the aircraft, you can see some mountains and some desert. Not much down there, just lots of sand. Thanks for flying U.S. Army Airlines.
That's really distracting, sir. I'm trying to get in the right mindset for this jump, and he...
It's your captain. Just wanted to let you know that we've increased our cruising altitude to 35,000 feet. It's now safe to use all electronic devices, such as iPods and portable DVD players.
Sir, we don't even have those things.
Plus, I don't think anyone uses iPods or portable DVD players anymore.
I know. Look, a lot of people don't want to be Army pilots. It's a dangerous job. At any time, you can just be shot out of the sky. We have to take what we can get.
Hi, crew. It's me, the captain. Wanted to let you know we'll be starting our in-flight entertainment shortly. Today's movie is Zookeeper, starring the always funny Kevin James.
Movie, sir. I thought we were supposed to be jumping into enemy territory soon.
We are! Okay, I'm gonna take care of this. I'll be right back.
So, you guys ever jump out of an airplane before? Ever?
Never.
Okay, I'm back.
Sir, permission to speak freely.
Go ahead.
Sir, why are you dressed like a stewardess? And I know that I should say flight attendant to not be sexist, but sir, you are wearing the exact uniform that a female flight attendant would wear in the 1970s.
Because it's time for the beverage service. Now shut up and put your tray tables down.
Once again, thanks for flying U.S. Army Airlines. We know you don't have a choice while being in the Army, but thanks for flying with us anyway.
Now drink up and jump!
Oh!
How I Should Be Depicted in the Movies by Jack Handy. A good dramatic part would be me out deer hunting. I see a big, beautiful buck, but I can't bring myself to shoot him. Then, when I get home, I discover my whole family has been killed by the same deer.
Good evening. I'm Bryce Atwood.
And I'm Cheryl English.
And this is the Channel 11 6 o'clock news.
Secret security agents were on high alert this morning when a very dirty and disheveled homeless woman staggered too close to the fence surrounding the White House and began raving loudly and in a distressed fashion about something called alternative facts. She was subdued by agents who were forced to use several full-powered taser guns in order to keep the woman calm. She was then heavily sedated and taken to a local high-security hospital for the criminally insane, where she will most likely spend the remainder of her days.
My goodness, that's terrible. Well, in better news, President Sanders has declared every Wednesday to be Free Ice Cream Day. You don't have to do anything. Just sit at home and wait for the free ice cream, which will be arriving shortly. Those of you who are lactose intolerant will receive a back rub and a bag of peanut M&Ms.
He's really something, isn't he? On a sadder note, presidential nominee Donald Trump is still missing following his election loss 8 months ago. Despondent over the results of the election, the former reality TV show host and purported worthless piece of crap sought solace in his travels to a relatively uninhabited island in the South Pacific. According to reports of radio messages received by the Coast Guard, Trump and his family were kidnapped by a tribe of island dwellers who, as it turns out, perform a wide variety of rituals involving urine. Trump convinced the tribe to set his family free, but decided to stay himself. The last reports we have received are that Trump was tossed down a volcano after attempting to become king of the island.
Oh, well, isn't that sad? In other news, folks can't seem to stop talking about the wall.
That's right, Cheryl. President Sanders has decided to make several improvements to the already impressive Veterans Wall of Honor in McDonough, Georgia. Plans are already underway to add several canopies, as well as at least a dozen outdoor heat generators and food trucks that sell healthy but delicious snacks.
Wow! I mean, holy smokes! Oh, whoops. Sorry about the language, Bryce.
That's all right, Cheryl. I'm sure that our viewers are nodding their heads in agreement as they enjoy their complimentary ice cream. And hey, look! It's Albert with the weather.
Hey guys, how's it going? Well, as per usual, things are looking pretty good out there. Ever since steps have been taken to stem the tide of global warming, the weather just seems to get better and better. As with the rest of the country, it's now 74 degrees with clear blue skies and a light, pleasant breeze. Take that free ice cream outside, folks.
Thanks, Albert. Another great report.
Okay, folks, we'll be right back with an update on that story about the NRA, who have decided to make some changes to their organization, moving from the National Rifle Association to National Recipe Authenticators. With gun laws more sound and reasonable than ever, the members of the NRA have decided to devote their time to ensure that the recipes that delight your family are as accurate, tasty, and healthy as possible. See you back here in just a few minutes.
How I Should Be Depicted in the Movies by Jack Handy. Kids should look up to me, or at the very least, not beat me up. If I am in a crowd scene, have an arrow pointing at me. Never show me afraid of a bug, unless the bug makes a weird clicking noise that anyone would be afraid of. At the end of the movie, show funny outtakes from the nude scenes.
Placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider that two wrongs never make a right, but that three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance. Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese. And reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin. With all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up. You are a
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition Radio Hour are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jin Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Keith Saltahanes, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Megan Gallagher, Samantha Gerwitz, Sean Ari Leher, Dan Frick, Jeff Chrysler, James Mount, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Ebby Parker, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Rachel Rauch, Andrew Danish, Anne Tuchel, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, and Leslie Shapira. The writers of the Final Edition: Jack Handy, Kit Lively, Bruce Cherry, Jin Dodd, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lank, James Mount, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Leslie Shapira, Melinda Hughes, Jeremy Rayburn, Steve Rosenfield, and Peter Kleinman. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Lank. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC, copyright 2014.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.